Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. Press release. Arab-Islamic Summit in Riyadh. Rulers insisting on treason and subservience. Muslim rulers have never met in a summit except to confirm and consecrate their betrayal of their people and to reveal to those who have not yet realized their subordination to the kafir, disbelieving West in its quest to impose its brutal colonial projects on the Islamic Ummah and its countries. That foolish group were unable to conjure up words from the Arabic language dictionaries other than condemnation, but their linguistic inability led them to add in the strongest terms to the final statement of the summit held in Riyadh on 11/11/2024, which came a year after their condemnation in their previous summit of the ongoing massacre committed by the Jewish entity against the people of Gaza, which only resulted in more brutal genocide and the inclusion of Lebanon in the circle of aggression is a conclusive evidence that these summits, since their inception, have only been followed by more calamities and conspiracy against the people of the region, imposing American projects, empowering the Jewish entity, and normalizing relations with it. The final statement of the summit resulted in an increase in the number of its articles over the 2023 summit, which amounted to 38 constructive articles that are not worth the ink with which they were written. All of them demand, condemn, and warn, and there is not a single practical subjective article among them that would whitewash part of the blackness of the faces of its submissive rulers before their people. The most prominent of its articles were condemning in the strongest terms the horrific and shocking crimes being committed by the occupation army in the Gaza Strip in the context of the crimes of genocide. Strong condemnation of the continued and persistent Jewish aggression against Lebanon and the violation of its sovereignty and the sanctity of its lands. Demanding the international system to take effective action to compel the Jewish entity to respect international law. Beginning work to mobilize international support to freeze the participation of the Jewish entity in the United Nations General Assembly and its affiliated entities. Calling on all countries to ban the export or transfer of weapons and ammunition to the Jewish entity. Strongly condemning the terrorist acts committed by the Jewish settlers against the Palestinians and their property. Calling on the active international parties to embody the independent sovereign Palestinian state on the lines of June 4, 1967, with occupied Jerusalem as its capital on the basis of the two-state solution, and in accordance with the approved reference and the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002. This crowd of Muslim rulers, Arabs and non-Arabs, and the statements that resulted from their conference confirm that they are continuing to let down the Ummah, the people of Palestine and the people of Lebanon. They confirm in an unequivocal manner that they will not provide their support by mobilizing their armies and that they will continue to rally under the banner of America and Europe in supporting the Jewish entity, which they supply with equipment and weapons, and enable it to carry out the mission of eliminating the people of Gaza and the resistance that threatened its existence. They are the ones addressed by the international system, and they are the ones addressed by the United Nations, as the world knows that the international law, which they say applies double standards, is nothing but a tool in the hands of America and the major countries that covet the lands of the Muslims. It is sufficient to mention here some phrases from the speech of one of them that do not differ from the speech of others, as they never agreed except on the liquidation of the issues of the Muslims, at the forefront of which is the Palestinian issue and the project of the unity of the Ummah and the restoration of its usurped authority, and they throw themselves into the arms of the Kafir Western colonizer. Therefore, his speech included these phrases. Quote, the international community did not stop Israel, so it continued its escalation against the Palestinian people, end quote. Who is the international community other than America, Britain, France, and other colonial countries? Quote, how can we address the generations in our countries? How can we justify to them the global failure to stop the Israeli aggression on Gaza and Lebanon, end quote. Rather, it is your failure to mobilize your armies to support your brothers in Palestine. Quote, and how can they be convinced that the international law exists to protect all peoples and their rights to life? End quote. Rather, This is a complete lie and slander. International law is the law of the tyrant that America and the Jewish entity buried long ago. And nothing remains of it but a mirage and an imaginary pretext for the rulers. Quote, we don't want words, we want serious stances and tangible efforts to end the tragedy, save our people in Gaza and provide them with the aid they need. End quote. We really don't want words, you hypocrites. Indeed, the Islamic Ummah does not want flowery speech devoid of the expression of pride and dignity with which its rulers once addressed their enemies, and they immediately moved to fight them as soon as they heard the cries of a woman calling for help from the Caliph al-Mu'tasim, and like the response of Harun al-Rashid to Nicephorus when he said, I have read your letter, O son of an infidel. The answer is what you see, not what you hear. Serious stances and tangible efforts to end the tragedy they are talking about cannot be achieved in any way except by confronting the Jews in a serious fight in which they touch the true character of men in the Islamic Ummah, in which they wipe their entity from existence, and in which they regain Palestine in its entirety. O our noble Ummah, O our people in Jordan, those are our rulers who have been exposed before you and their treachery towards you, and your country has been laid bare, as have their helpers who are no less treacherous than them. The time has come to restore your usurped authority, to establish the Khilafah, Caliphate, that has preserved your honor and dignity, to replace the international law of tyranny, the law of America and Britain, and those who follow them from the Kufr countries, the Khilafah whose armies will march to liberate the usurper lands, and which will hold the forces of Kufr and tyranny accountable for every drop of Muslims' blood shed on the path of treachery and subservience. And tomorrow is near for those who look for it. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبٍ يَنْقَلِبُونَ The wrongdoers will come to know what evil end they will meet. Ash-Shu'ara 227 Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir